What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 208 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this episode, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends, or click on the support link in this episode's description. Your donation of any amount could change a life. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled, Say No to Mockers. Welcome back to episode 208 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled, Say No to Mockers. Okay, here's a sort of a new spin on the just say no theme. And I'll start out by defining what mockers are. And going from dictionaries online, the first one says, a mocker is someone who jeers or mocks or treats something with contempt or calls out in derision. So this is portraying a mocker as someone who's mocking you, who's jeering and really speaking about you behind your back and speaking about you even in your face, just to, you know, show their contempt for you. Another definition focuses more on teasing, and it says it's a person who repeatedly causes emotional pain, distress, or annoyance to another. And sometimes, and you may have known someone who just teased you all the time and didn't know how much pain it caused in you. And this could often happen as you were growing up or in school or moved into a new area where you became the object of someone always teasing you and finding everyone else laughing at you. A third thing I found, and this is an old-fashioned UK meaning, and it's called put the mockers on something. And this old-fashioned meaning says, when you put the mockers on something, you spoil something or stop it from happening. Like rain could spoil a picnic. So there's some definitions of mockers to get us started. And one final one, I'd like to look at sort of the book of Proverbs from the Bible, where it's looking at mockers in all of these senses, really. People who mock, who tease, who ridicule, who scoff, and people who ignore wisdom and actually are fools in the midst of their mocking. And can get to the point where they actively oppose wisdom by mocking people who are wise. And they seek to tear down wisdom and tear down people who are wise in order to get people on their side. So this is a really aggressive way to come against not just people they're picking on, but against people who are walking in wisdom that could help other people find their way. So I guess what I'm saying is that most of us in our addiction have known mockers. Some of us may have become addicts because of mockers. And some of us may have been the mocker while we're in addiction. Because really in addiction, there's mockers all around us. There's people waiting to say, I told you you would relapse. There's dealers waiting to get our business back and mocking us as we're walking in the wisdom, as we're walking clean. There's counselors who say, you don't really want to change, or I can see you're not ready. And they're sort of showing contempt and undermining the progress that we've made so far. There's prison guards and warders who say when we're released, I'll keep your bed waiting for you, you'll be back soon. And then there's also the voices inside our head that say, why bother? You'll never make it in recovery. So I guess for this episode, what I'm saying is, what do we do in the face of mockers? whether they're external, internal, whether they're people of authority or not. And my message is we need to learn to say no to mockers. And I'm going to look at four categories of way mockers come at us. So the first is just say no if the mocker steals your peace. You know, that guy who won't shut up, who always brags and tells stories, who calls you names. And I'm reminded of the quote from Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. It says, whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. So this is warning us that if you're in the face of this guy who's always talking, won't shut up, and he's stealing your peace, you know that if you attempt to correct him, if you attempt to rebuke him, it's just going to lead to more abuse. So the first way of saying no to mockers is protecting your peace, not getting into arguments with them. Okay, the second one is say no to mockers if they drain your energy. And sometimes these mockers can be from people we don't know, like looking for jobs in vain, and we just keep getting turned down and turned down. Even going through the process of preparing a new resume or CV. Or maybe the mocker of nonstop having to hustle up money for today. So lots of things in our brain that can just drain us of our energy as it mocks us with a why bother? Why are you even trying? You know, what's going on here? And Luke chapter 14 and verse 29 says, or perhaps when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, everyone who sees begins to mock him. And I think this is good advice in knowing that when we're drained and worn out because we're trying and trying and trying and nothing seems to be happening to help us get out of our situation, get that job, get that new place to live, whatever, that we need to guard our words and who we share our struggles with. Because if it's someone who really doesn't care about us, they're going to use that as an opportunity to mock us and drive us deeper into our feelings of despair. The third area is when a mocker dilutes your hope. And that can happen simply because time's passing by. And we face another week in this place, another missed birthday or holiday, another time that we relapsed after a few days or a few weeks or a few months clean. Or it can happen that our hope is diluted whenever someone tells us, once an addict, always an addict. And what does Proverbs say about this? Well, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 10 says, drive out the mocker, and out goes the strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. So I think what I'm saying is when you feel your hope dragging away from you and being diluted by what's going on, this is a time where we can make plans to drive out the mockers, to silence the voices. And so in so doing, strife will go out of our life. Quarrels and insults are ended. And we can really get back to focusing on moving forward and not just staying stuck where we are. Okay, the fourth and the last category for today is say no to a mocker when it creates dreams of using. You know, that guy who always wants to borrow a buck off of you so he can buy another bag of crystal. And he promises to share with you. Or the thoughts that you can't get rid of getting your ex back. Or the mocker when you hear that song or that style of music that you used to get high to. Or maybe when you go by the places that remind you of when you were using. You get it? So there are little things in our life that can create dreams of using. And Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1 says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. So we have to think, what are the little things that take us into our deep addiction? And this is why it says, wine is a mocker, but strong drink is a brawler. So if your addiction was alcohol and you were into whiskeys or bourbons or whatever, even the smell of wine, the taste of wine, could lead you back into the brawl of full-blown addiction. Same thing if you had drugs as your drug of choice. Even a bit of marijuana can lead you back into using again and using harder stuff. And the same with an addiction to porn. Any images that involve nudity can take you back into your addiction to porn. So we need to be able to avoid the mocker because the brawler is waiting. And I think that fits all four categories. So when you face your next mocker, I want to encourage you to walk away, standing up straight, slowly and confidently. No need to run, no need to duck, and no need to turtle up. No need to just hunker over and hide like you're sticking your head in your shell like a turtle. Remember to face your next mocker by saying no to mockers. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you're looking for the courage, the strength, or the ideas to speak up and defend yourself and your choice to stay clean, I want to remind you, don't debate or argue. Keep it short. Don't invite insults. And watch out for the mockers that will lead you to be enslaved by the brawler. If you need someone to talk to, I urge you to join a group. You can message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.